Hello everybody, it's Pablo here from Twitter. Today I'm going to talk to you about Alba. No, not the lovely Hollywood actress Jessica Alba. Not either Alba the country, the Gaelic name for Scotland, BBC Alba and all that jazz. No, not that either. I'm going to talk about Alba, maker of crap electronic goods. Now in the latest Argos catalogue, Argos, who actually own Alba by the way, there is a TV 32-inch 179 quid. Now that's quite cheap, I may hear you exclaim, but it really would be a false economy because it'll probably stop working in about 3 weeks and you'd have a nightmare to get your money back. I know you have rights and whatever, but you really want to buy something that works. You might get your money back, but you really want a piece of kit that works. And you don't want the name of having an Alba TV. You don't want your visitors coming into your house and going, ooh, look, ooh, it's Alba, oh God, you know. Argos actually own Bush as well. Now, the only reason I can think why Argos would have Alba is to make Bush look good and somehow luxurious, if you can actually imagine that. Unlikely. I used to have an old Alba record player many, many years ago, and it used to play the records at wrong bloody speed and that. So, until I actually heard the records on a proper record player, I thought that's how they sounded. I thought Led Zeppelin was about 10 times faster than they actually were. Also, there's my mate Zach had an Alba radio alarm. It was total crap as well, didn't wake him up once. And Zach is quite stupid and couldn't figure out how to tune it in. And gave it to me and I said, oh, let me see, I'll tune it in. But it was impossible. It was a total piece of rubbish. And now, digital radio, they've got an Alba digital radio. What the heck are you going to pick up on that? You'll probably get old Radio Luxembourg problems from the 70s introduced by Stuart Henry and Tony Prince. Now Amstrad was another one owned by Lord Sugar that had a bad name as well for a while, but it was actually quite decent kit. But Alba is totally atrocious. And you don't want the name of it. You don't want it. It's complete and utter tatch. Completely unreliable. And this is an advisory podcast today. Think more of yourselves than Alba. You're worth it. Love you all. Thank you and see you soon. Bye.